Tayda Art. Tayda, page 40. Okay, we're in the middle of the first column. Okay, where the last thing the Alter Rebbe was explaining of that klipa comes from this lofty place, and because of the Shvirat HaKelim and the Chet of Eitz HaDas, that the sparks fell all the way down into the world, and therefore the Aved of the Jew is to go into Golos in the various parts of the world to elevate those sparks. So normally it has to go through Yaakov Avinu, through the way it comes in through Atzilus, through this, what's called Zav Atzilus, the six spheres of Atzilus. Yitzchak wanted to do it without, okay? Okay, we're in the middle of the first column on page 40. That's why when Yitzchak was blessing what he thought was Esav, what did he say? What's the meaning of dew of the heaven? There's the dew of Atik, the native Lazab in the Shemayim, Mital HaShemayim. So Chassidus explains like this. Shemayim is the spiritual realm. That's the six spheres of Atzilus. Aretz is Malchus, which is already connected to the lower worlds, the speech that created the world. Yitzchak was blessing Esav, Mital HaShemayim, meaning the level of Tal, that I'll explain in a second, the level of Tal should come into Shemayim, which is the six spheres of Atzilus. That's what he wanted. Like he said, what did Yitzchak want to do? He wanted to just give a massive revelation of godliness to Yitzchak, thinking that's going to elevate him. So that's why he blessed him. V'yitun l'cho l'kim mital ha-shamayim. What did he say? The tal of Atik. U'v'shmani ha-oretz. And then he continued. V'yitun l'cho l'kim mital ha-shamayim u'v'shmani ha-oretz. What is shmani ha-oretz? That's the level of chochma. V'abba yosef brata, which is called eretz. V'rotz l'ham, I'll explain in a second. He wanted to bring down the level of tal and Shemin de Le'elo of above, Shayidei Zayyalos and Itzutzim, to elevate the sparks of Esav. Okay, it sounds like this. We learned already many times, there's a difference between rain and dew. Rain, which is called Geshem, which means Gashmias, rain is dependent on the behavior of the Jews, like we say in Shema. Im Shemayatishmu El Mitzvaysai, if you listen, then the Nasati Metad Artzachem Beite, I'll give you the rain at the proper time. You don't behave, V'chodaf Hashem Bachem, Hashem will get angry, V'atzeh Shemayim V'lo Yiyamat, it won't be rain. So rain, that's what we know in the Gemara, the whole Tanya speaks about, if there was no rain, the Jews would fast, because they would understand, they needed to do tshuva, because if you didn't behave, you're not going to get rain. Do, on the other hand, the Gemara says, Talo Netzach. Do never stops. Do never stops. Therefore, what does it say? It says, how is Hashem going to resurrect the dead? How is he going to resurrect the dead? So it says, by Matan Tato, when Hashem spoke, Poruch and Nishmas and Nishamas flew out of the body. Ve'achzidu lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, and Hashem gave him back the Nishamas, with the dew that he's going to eventually resurrect the dead with. Which means, dew comes from such a lofty place that whether you behave or not, it's totally irrelevant. Tal represents a level of godliness that's super great, it's completely above worlds, and therefore your actions, good or bad, have no effect on it at all. One second. Have no effect on it at all. That's why Chassidus explained, the mon that came from heaven, this lofty level of mon, had dew underneath it and dew above it. Rashi calls in proof in the pasuk that the mon fell and there was dew above it and dew under it. Why does dew get to mon? Because the mon also comes from a supernatural, super great level of godliness, And therefore, that's connected to Tal. What did Yitzchok want to bless Esav? Well, he thought it was Esav, it ended up to be Yaakov. But what did he want to tell? What did he tell him? That means Tal, which is above Shemayim and Oret, should come into Shemayim. Umishmani Oret, Shemen, we learned, is a level of Chochma. The essence of everything is Shemen. You take anything, you squeeze it hard enough, you get oil from it. So Shmani Oretz represents another very lofty level. So Yitzchak was blessing Esau, V'yit and L'chol Kim Hashem should give you that level. Why? Because when that level is revealed, he was hoping that surge of Kedusha, of revelation from above, would elevate Esau. Which obviously it didn't happen, because it has to go through Yaakov, it can't go through Esau. What? Hello? You wanted to ask something?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All of us have passed away. Supposedly, you're going to our neshama goes and he's alive somewhere, right?
Neshama never dies, yeah?
Never dies. And then, so what happens in the resurrection today to those neshamot?
It's come back down into our body.
So he's alive here and alive here. What's the difference?
Right now, it's dead here.
Pardon?
Right now, that person is dead. They're in the cemetery. With a nice view.
It
becomes resurrection later when they become real life. Okay,
so
let's go back.
Physically alive, so you have billions and billions of people all over.
Yeah. To me, population crunch.
No, really?
Yeah.
Where are they going to be housed?
Is that the only problem you have about God running the world?
No, really.
Really? If you have a problem with God running the world? Trust me, it's a bigger problem to resurrect them to find a place for them. Okay, so he says, where do you see this in a gashmistical way? When the sun, like this in the morning, there's dew. When the sun comes out, the dew evaporates up to the sun. And then a cloud. I mean, the cloud comes up from the earth. Just in the same thing, a little candle in front of a big torch, it absorbs the lesser light, the smaller light. So therefore, this is what Yitzchok wanted to do, that through the revelation from above, in abundance, just like the sun's revelation elevates the dew, so the same thing, the super great revelation of godliness, even to Klipa, Yitzchok thought would elevate it. But this, in order for this to happen, in order to elevate this level of evil, it has to be super great revelation in a level of bracha shul melmai, let me say the rishtaushes, from a level higher than worlds, shalafi say the rishtaushes, Lohoya Esav Kedaili. In the realm of world, meaning, to simplify it, it's not what Dalton Rebbe said, but to simplify it, in the world of behavior, Yitzchok Esav didn't deserve it. Esav didn't deserve the bracha in the way he behaved in this world. So what did Yitzchok want to do? Let's elevate him to a level where behavior doesn't matter, and then we'll be able to elevate him. So he gave him an abundance of bracha. The simple mashal for this was also, like we learned many, many times, friendship is based on behavior. Marriage is based on behavior. Children, whether they behave or not, it's still the same child. It's not more child, less child. You're not, you know, less. You can't divorce a kid. Or the kids would love to divorce the parents. But you can't do it because it's an essential bond. It's not dependent on behavior. The level of Tal represents a level of Kedusha. It's not dependent on behavior. And that's what he says. When Yitzchok called in Esav, he said, I'm getting old, I want to give you a blessing. So he said, the pasuk says before, Vavarechacha lefnei Hashem. Simply means, I want to give you a bracha before Hashem. Here, like we learned in other places in Chassidus, lefnei Hashem means higher than Yudke Vavke. Yudke Vavke represents the world. Chochma Bina, the six feet is Malchus, and Silas Briyachir and Asir. Lifnei Avaya Daika. Barots and Shiaho Yoli Yitzchok. What Yitzchok wanted to do, Laham Shech Le'esav Atzmei. To bring down directly to Esav, Shalei De Yaakov. Without Yaakov. And that's what his mistake was. You know, it's not that Yitzchok didn't know who Esav was. But again, Yitzchok looked at Esav in the source, and he realized it's super level of Kedusha that fell super low. So instead of doing it the normal way, you know, of Yaakov elevating Esav, let's do it the supernatural way of bringing down this level. Because Yitzchok's looking at Esav was higher to lower, meaning he saw the source through the level of Levina, like we said, this white spice. That's what he wanted to do. Tell me. It's crazy. He made a mistake. Yitzchak obviously didn't bench Esav because he wasn't supposed to bless Esav. He was supposed to bless Yaakov. But She'ein Esav Kedai B'b'china Zu, because the only way Esav could be elevated is either Yaakov. Why? Because if this super revelation of Yitzchak would come down to Esav, either, in other words, like this, this great revelation wouldn't have affected Esav at all. Either it would have become absorbed in him and nothing would have happened, or Esav would disappear basically because of Bittul. Esav can't handle this level, but to transform evil darkness to light and bitterness to sweetness, Zodikdushi can only go through Yaakov. And that was what Rivka's advantage over Yitzchak was. Rivka said, you can't give a bracha to Esav, it's not going to work. I know what you want, you have a good idea in your head to elevate Esav directly without Yaakov. Rivka says, no, you can't. She calls in Yaakov and says, no, the bracha has to go through you.
So basically, Yaakov Avinu is Esav's transformer.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
What it is.
That's what, yes. Therefore, in reality, Esav was the bchor, but like Rashi says in Chumash, the moshe of a tube, that what you put in first comes out last, right? So in the womb, yeah, so Esav was the Bechor, but that means Yaakov went in first. Then, when it came out, Esav came out first. But Yaakov is the Avoida, the whole Avoida of world, Dira B'Tachtainim, has to go, what is Dira B'Tachtainim? Tachtainim, evil, 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 the lowest of the low. That represents Esav. What's the Avoida of Dira B'Tachtainim? To elevate the evil to Kedusha. Now, so how do you do that? Now, we don't elevate evil, total evil. We have to not negate it. We negate it, and by not doing it, it weakened. We have to elevate the level of klipa snagah that we could elevate. So that's the avodah of the whole 6,000 years of this. And that's why the golus, you have to see the positive of everything. This last golus, the first golus was 70 years, and then whatever it was. This golus is 2,000 years plus, because the Avodah of elevating Esav is primarily done now. The transformation of Esav to Kedusha. And that's the difference. It had to go through Yaakov. What? In this sense, not that she knew better. She was more realist. Yet Yitzchak Avinu looked at Esav and saw source. Source. The source of Esav, which is super high in Kedusha. Tell you. And he said, Ki maide shayidei shayadi is bar me Esav. The yochel of Kedusha. Therefore, he says, Lochein his kim Yitzchok gamkin lebirchus Yaakov achakach. Therefore, when Yitzchok realized that he made a mistake, so to speak, and he blessed the wrong guy.
He knew that that explanation justified, right?
No, because Lebel Hashem didn't let that happen. Because if he blessed Esav, it would have been worthless. Nothing would have happened from it. because that's not the way you elevate Esav. But therefore, after he realized that it was Yaakov instead of Esav, he didn't get upset. He said, I realized what I wanted to do, I couldn't do.
That's why he blessed him.
That's why he says, he agreed. Gam baruch hiya, he said he agreed to the bracha. Well, Esav amar hinei mishmani oretz, mishmani miksas shmani. In other words, this. Yaakov Avinu was told, the other Rebbe says it now, but Yaakov was umishmani with Tosfos as well. When he blessed Yaakov, the reality, v'yito l'cho mitala shamayim, umishmani ha'aretz. Okay? By Esav, when he blessed Esav, when Esav started crying, don't you have a bracha for me? So he said, mishmani ha'aretz yameshevecha. Mishmani means from the Shemen, not all the Shemen. Yaakov Avinu, he told, v'yito l'cho l'kir mitala shamayim, umishmani, vav is a ribuy. He says, "Hainu mitam tzitz Hashemet, and the Hashem Hashemet shenimshach al Oretz from the little bit of the oil, the bichochma that is in Oretz, yamei shevachum chinas panimius." By the way, from that little bit, Esav got a lot of gashmius. Rome, I mean, all that was the level of Esav. Umitala shemaim shel Yaakov yunshulchol gamkin, aval ein ela me'al. Hainu bchinas makir bovad. By he says, "Mishmani ha'aretz yameshivecha," and then it says, "From the tal me'al, me'al means level of makif." But by Yaakov Avinu Yitzchok said, "V'yitan l'cha." Now, how can Esav even get that minor bracha? Is the pasuk continues? He said, "V'asachicha tavid," you're going to serve your brother Yaakov. That's what he gave him a bracha. When he gave Esav the bracha finally, and he said to him, then he said, Vesachicha Tavid, meaning you're going to serve Yaakov, meaning in order even for evil to get this minimal bracha, Mishmani Haaretz, a little bit, it has to still be the level of Achicha Tavid. You have to be bottle, you have to be an Eved to Yaakov, because you need a Keli for it. And the Keli for it is being bittle to Kedusha. So he has to be bottle to Yaakov.
What did you want?
No, just to.
I'm still thinking about
the
Yaakov you said that Isaac told Esav, why you come so fast, so quick?
Right.
Come closer. Let me touch you.
Right.
So he was not pretending. He's not from Los Angeles, from Hollywood movies. He was straight. Why he wanted to touch?
Because he didn't believe it was Esav.
Yes, but he asked Esav also to...
But Esav made it very fast. And Yaakov said God's name. And Esav never, you would say God's name. So therefore he understood something's wrong over here.
Can we assume
that
the moment he walked in, Esav knew
that
this is Yaakov?
He had a feeling. Yeah, because Rashi says, Gan Eden came in with him.
Yeah.
He didn't know. He said, "Akol Yaakov Yadayim Yaday Esav." Whatever happened, he thought he's blessing Esav. That's the bottom line.
Rabbi, what happens in the first sight in the Torah? It looks like it's a mistake.
The only mistake Yitzchok made was he thought he can elevate Esav quicker than he was able to do it. It has to go through Yaakov. Ba'ata yivur ha'kosev re'ech ni re'ech re'ech b'ni. The maimer began, re'ech re'ech b'ni. I see the smell of this, like the re'ech ha'sada. So he says, kine yitzchok rotza laham shabachinus makav levayna kanal. He says, because Yitzchok wanted to bring down this level of Makiv, the level of Levino, and any Hamshocha, any revelation that comes down from godliness, you need a vessel for it. Because, like you have a lighter, you light it, and there's no fuel, it doesn't last. You have a revelation from above, you have a spark from above, but it needs a Keli. So anytime there's what's called Hamshocha Smad, which is Isurusa de la Eila, awakening from above, you need the Isurusa de la Sati, you need the Aveda of the person down here, otherwise it's worthless. It's going to come and there's no Keli holding it, there's no vessel holding it. And he says, Vine, Lam Shochas Mad Shopnimius, to bring down a primus internal level of godliness, Dai Bahalos Man Machinus Primi. Then you can have a primistic keli to bring down primistic revelation. But to bring down a revelation of an encompassing level, in other words, like this. When you want to bring down an internal revelation, you need an internal keli. You want to bring down an external revelation, makif, so you need an external keli. And therefore he says, Reach Alos Man, which is the level of Or Chayzeh. The lowest man, which is Reach, I'll explain in a second, whom he had Gvuris, from the level of Gvuris, meaning like this, sweet things don't smell. Bitter things smell. Right? Spices are not, sugar, you can smell sugar, it's not going to sweet, it smells. Take an apple, he says, that's easy. Here's the mush of the apple, or Chassidus gives. He says, so now, when he smells re'ei re'ach b'ni, what does the smell come from?
Bitter.
From bitterness. That's the level of gvura. Chesed is sweet. Gvura is bitter. So therefore, he says this whole revelation is re'ei re'ach b'ni. And he says, because how do you elevate the world? What are you elevating in the world? The sparks of Kedusha, like we learned, the sparks of Kedusha that fell into the world by Shvir Sakele. And then when the Jew elevates it, he takes out, he elevates the spark. We learned this in Tanya last week. When a person takes Klipas Noiga, permissible foods, yeah? And you take an apple and you make a bracha, okay? So then you're elevating because it's not forbidden, it's not bound to evil. The apple has a spark of Kedusha with it. Then when you make a bracha on the apple, you're elevating the apple. What are you elevating? You're not elevating the apple. You're elevating the spark of Kedusha that's in the apple. And then klipa falls apart. Okay? So the Itzi says, Reach is like a bitter thing, and he says, "Shalos mani birudim minitzushenafu b'shvias akelim." Therefore, interesting. B'chol amitzus leinamar reach nichayach. The Rebbe is alluding to a question. We learned a whole maimer later on in Bamidbar in Lukot Torah about this. By a korban, we read in Rosh Chodesh. We say it every day in davening, twice a day. Reach nichayach. Yishal Hashem, or by the Korban, it's the beginning of a year. Reach Nechayach Hashem, Reach Nechayach Hashem. Everything is good smell to Hashem. So it says, Rashi brings down from the Gemara, what does it mean, Reach Nechayach? What's the good smell? God has a good smell. God smells. There's the good smell, Shamarti V'Nasir Etzeini. I told you to do it, and you did it. It means smell is enjoyment. So Hashem enjoys the fact that we did it, did the mitzvah. So the question is, so it should say by tefillin, reich nechayach. By tzitzit, it should say reich nechayach. By Shabbos, it should say reich nechayach. Why up is by Kabbalah? It doesn't say anywhere by mitzvahs, reich nechayach Hashem. And if the whole word of reich nechayach is, shamarti v'nasir etzeni, I told you to do it, and you listened, so why is it only said by Kabbalahs? It's every mitzvah is, we're listening to Hashem. He says, why? Because Kabbalahs are different. Why? Because what's a carbon? What's the carbon? In a spiritual sense, what's a carbon? You take an animal, nefesh habamis, take the nefesh habamis, and you consume it in the fire of above. You consume it in the fire of above. So basically, what you're taking is the behema. That's more visible. The avodah of elevating the nefesh habamis is more by a carbon, by tefillin. By tefillin, obviously you're fighting with your nefesh habamis and to put on tefillin. But still, where do you see this aspect the most of taking an animal and elevating the animal? What do you see? When you eat an apple, you don't see that so much. When you put on tefillin, you don't see that much. When you take a carbon, you see you're taking an animal, mm-hmm. which represents the Yetzer Hara, the Nefesh HaBamis, and you're consuming it in the fire of above. That's the ultimate level of elevation. And he says, L'chein b'chom mitzvah nemer k'mei kabar sho'ei dey maile nefesh ha'baham behema o mesapa v'eilev nech b'ei shalem maileam. And he says, V'inei ha'reach meishiv es ha'nefesh. The Gemara says, this is the fact, smell revives the soul. God forbid, somebody faints, he give him, whatever, smelling salt. Ha'inu ma'ashayu b'tchila b'chines istalkas ha'meichin. Meaning, what does it mean it revives the soul? That means the soul, so to speak, left. Some aspect of it left, yeah? And now you're bringing it back. It returns the soul. Chayakadim shu nirdim, like a person who's sleeping, vayidei arech, and through the smell, who chayzu, and make it, and wakes up. Hainu, meaning like this. Aidei shina, who's sleeping, what happens when you sleep? The brain works, but it's a little warped. I mean, crazy. That's why you can dream things that make absolutely no sense. Absolutely no sense. And the Gemara says you can't dream it about an elephant going through the eye of a needle. But the Rebbe explains in Sichas, that's all if you didn't think about it. If you thought about it during the day, you can even think about an elephant going through the eye of a needle, which completely doesn't make sense. Why? The Seichel is functioning. You're thinking in a dream. But it's weird. I mean, it's not functioning properly. That's why Golos is called sleep. Because in Golos, nobody's functioning properly. In level of Kedusha, no. In sleep, higher is lower, lower is higher. Golos, lower is higher, higher is lower. It's all permission. V'hinei Esav lo hayo bar b'chinas gili pnimi. Because Esav, therefore like this, Esav, even if he wanted to elevate himself, there was no pnimius in Esav. Therefore, Nivla, Rav Shu b'chinas makul avein v'zei yorach Hashem esreach begodav. I mean, he smelled b'chin makifim shiyem izei reach alo asman laham shecham makim yol Hashem mayim. Yeah.
So I understand that the eyesight was because that was the last interaction between Isaac.